ZLK Mobile.
6ZLX.
Mike, haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for feeling sorry for me and jumping in there. I'm just kidding.
That's okay. Thanks for being here for me. I'm running, I don't know, this week has been a horrible week for me to wake up. I'm running ultra late every day.
Home and probably in bed by now. I got stuck down in, before exit 4 down in, and across the border and, you know, coming into South Carolina for about more than 2 hours. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but we just sat there.
About that on the TV this morning, I was thinking, man, I don't know if anyone is stuck in that, so I'm sorry to hear you were.
Had no warning either. I came down or over a hill, and there was traffic, so I called a fellow employee co-worker. He comes in behind me. I called him, and he had just crossed the border. He was able to get off at 2 and go around it. But I got stuck. But that's the way it is. I've been called before, too, by somebody. Some of my fellow co-workers who'll say, hey, make sure you try to get off at a such and such exit because it's backed up. You'll get stuck if you don't do it.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It seems like a lot of really ridiculous accidents lately. Maybe people are just driving like they're acting, like the fools they are.
Traffic has just increased exponentially in the last few years. I'm not sure exactly what kind of vehicle it was, whether it was a box truck or if it was they had already pulled the trailer away. It was a big truck anyway, but it was all one piece that was still on its side. They had two wreckers that had drug it off the road and over onto the shoulder. But it seems like that area down there, in the almost two years I've been running this route, there has been several truck accidents right down there in that stretch. So I'm not sure what's going on.
See those bridges, man, they're narrow and they throw you around. So I guess combine that with someone half asleep and you got a problem.
I always change to the left lane going across those bridges down there because they're smoother on the left side. Doesn't always work out.
85's at least good this morning. You were on 85. 85 in Spartanburg at least was good this morning.
When I was stuck, I was hearing that I think it might have been southbound up there on 85. It was backed up all the way to business, 85. I don't know which end of business 85, but I guess you're going north.
That southbound was backed up earlier, but it looks okay now. I just got on to business 85 going north. A whole 5-10 minutes from the office. Woo-wee.
Exit you get off of there off business 85.
Yeah, I can take it a whole length. I get off at that, on this end, does it start at 1? I think it starts at 1. I get off at, I guess that's 10, Brian.
Yeah, I go up to 4 Heron Circle every night. Because we're right off of Heron Circle, not far.
That UPS location is. So you drive the trucks from Atlanta all the way up to this station up here.
Greenville, Malden, there between Malden Road and Lawrence Road. But I make a pickup when I go into work, Fountain Inn, there at Granger, and I run them up to Spartanburg in the evening. And then I bobtail back to Greenville, and then I head out to Atlanta with loads from Greenville going to Atlanta.
Heck, we probably passed by each other. I'm usually going down the other way on business 85. Usually around 5.
5:30, and I don't leave Granger until about between 7 and 7:30. So hopefully you're long gone by then.
I'm at home looking for something to eat.
Getting out this week? Getting the early start?
Are you getting out on an airplane, you mean?
You said you're having trouble getting started early, getting to work on time or something this week.
I don't know what's going on. Got the summer head cold, and between that and not being able to get to sleep early, my booty is dragging in the morning this week.
Yeah. I've kind of been suffering with a little bit of something. Lost my voice pretty much for the last couple weeks. And finally went Monday to the doctor, and they gave me an antibiotic, which I don't like taking, but it's helped. I'm starting to feel better finally.
Made a big sigh. My vitamins I put out on the table so I would remember them, and I forgot them.
From what I understand, that starts happening more and more, things like that. the longer we keep getting up and going to work, and the years pass by.
I'm old enough now, I wake up in the morning and say, I'm too old for this blinkety blink.
Then the other morning said, when I was young, I'd play sports, and I'd be sore from playing sports all day long, or hiking, or doing something really athletic. Now I'm sore from just getting out of bed.
I sent my wife a cartoon just yesterday. It's an old lady that's with the cat. She's saying, when you get older, you're just like oatmeal. You're lumpy. You're still hot, but you're really a lot better with coffee.
And I'm also not quite as patient with, I'm not sure how to say this without being too mean. Patient with stupid people. How about that? I don't have the time to be bothered with them anymore.
I don't know if I'm turning into my dad or beyond my dad, but it seems like the older I get, the more stupid everyone gets.
Beth and I have talked about that, my wife. Like, surely it wasn't. Surely our parents, our grandparents didn't look back at us the same, not necessarily our kids, but look back at our generation and think the same thing. Surely we weren't this bad.
Keep up with the time. Yeah. I don't know. I passed the big 60 already, so I'm on the countdown. Just don't know how long I can make it.
Is that okay? Well, I'm not there yet. I hope Patrick's listening, because I'm going to say Patrick is almost there. He's actually younger than me, but I got to tease him a little bit.
For him. He's not listening. He's busy selling something. Or listening to some guy complain.
Probably listening. He'll get back with me later about that. Yeah, I'm not quite there. I've got a few more years before I hit 60, but I'm not far.
Just past 70, he's been running his own consulting business forever, but he's now quit this part side of the business where he was running installation teams, installing equipment that he sells, and he told me if he has to hear one more time when he puts out a schedule and the guy says, nope, that won't work for me, he says that he's just going to go ballistic.
I used to deliver, back when I was in package, I delivered to a guy out in Malden. And I think he might have been in his 80s. And he kept a garden going. He was always out doing something. Just every time I saw him, he was working, just working hard. And I commented on one time, just how much I admired him. And he said, my dad told me when I was young, he said, learn to work when you can, because learn if you can get up and go to work that today, just do it, because you might not be able to tomorrow. And he said, that's kind of been my motto.
More power to him. That's awesome. Well, speaking of work, guess where I am? I just pulled up. So gonna leave you on your own. I'm sorry, Shane. But I guess I should get in there and succeed. I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks for the call. You have a good day. Nice to hear you. Hope you can get some energy back and get feeling better. N60LX, N4ZLK.
Glad to say that, and you have a good day too. N60LX, I'll be clear.